I'm sitting here with news director Steve Mencher, and we're going to talk about the 2018 midterm elections. Steve, I'm assuming you voted?
I absolutely did, and I also had the privilege of anchoring an hour worth of midterm election coverage on KRCB and on KPJK and on the radio as well. And that coverage is available for people to see if they go to our website.
We're going to start off talking about the Santa Rosa City Council races. Now, one of the most notable races was between Victoria Fleming and Dorothy Beattie and Mary Watts. This was for District 4. And this was an interesting race because no incumbent was running.
And it's also the year when, for the very first time, Santa Rosa City Council is electing city council members by district.
Fleming came out ahead with 45% of the vote versus Beattie's 41.1. Mary Watts came in with around 15%. Other races worth mentioning in the city council were District 6, incumbent Tom Schwedhelm ran unopposed. So that's no surprise there. And for District 2, incumbent John Sawyer defeated Lee Pierce.
Now, there were also district elections for the very first time in the school board race. And I know you had candidate Omar Medina. We had invited incumbent Frank Pugh, but I guess he didn't feel he needed to get on the radio since he beat Omar Medina 52% to about 47%.
So let's talk about some of the measures here in Sonoma County and Santa Rosa. Measure N was particularly interesting. So that's a increased sales tax to support our county parks.
Right, M as in Mary. Yes, that Measure M was the one that I saw all the signs for all around town, and I found out last night why I saw the signs. The Indians of the Great Rancheria had been supporting this measure, and it helped probably push it over the top with about 70%. It needed 66.6%, and it got 70%, so Measure M will funnel how much money into the parks?
That's $11.5 million total for parks. 7.7 will go to Sonoma County Regional Parks, and the rest will go to city parks.
Right, and I think that was the way that they felt that they could really encourage most of the voters to vote. They could see that these regional parks would get something, but also if they lived in one of the cities in Sonoma County, the city parks are where a lot of people go in town, and that helped Measure M to get over the top with about 70% of the vote.
So the next measure, Measure N, that was in Santa Rosa, the city of Santa Rosa, that was the housing recovery bond, and it did not pass. It needed a two-thirds majority, and the final vote was 58.8 to 41.2. But Measure O did pass. That's for the city of Santa Rosa. That's a sales tax, which will help increase our general fund here in the city of Santa Rosa, and that will go to some fire-related recovery issues as well.
Right. Santa Rosa and Sonoma County both took a tremendous hit in last year's fires, and their budgets were greatly affected. And so this Measure O should allow a little more money to flow into the budget of Santa Rosa.
And then nationally, as we all know already, Democrats took control of the House, Republicans remain in control of the Senate and picked up a few more seats.
Right. And in the state races, there are really no surprises. Gavin Newsom won handily, although perhaps not as handily as he might have expected. And Senator Dianne Feinstein is going back at the age of 85, I believe, to start a 6-year term. So she'll be 91 or so when that ends. It's kind of amazing and wonderful. And not that we're for one side or another, but to see a 90-year-old senator, hopefully as vigorous and for the things she's for, helping Californians, that'll be an interesting thing to watch over the next 6 years.
Well, overall, interesting election, and we'll have much more information online. There's a lot of things we didn't have time to discuss.
All right. Thanks so much, Addie White, reporter for NorCal Public Media, and I'm Steve Mencher. Thanks a lot.